Can you tell about some of the cuts of beef and all you get from the hog as far as
you? Well, you get about the same in beef. You know, you get shoulder cuts, shoulder roast, ribs, spare ribs, pork chops, the ham.
What about that fat, soft pork,
what
you call that?
What they call that, bacon.
Where does that come from?
Well, that's usually long. You take the ribs out and either barbecue them or fry them or make pork chops and then cure the rest of the side. That'd be a side of the bacon. And, cover it up, cover it over with salt, leave it in there. Them days they had smoke houses. Put it on the bench and let it cure, then hang it up and smoke it if you want smoked bacon. And they do the ham the same way and make smoked ham.
Is that pretty good? Talking about that bacon, that outside, the part is hard to eat, you can't eat all that stuff.
That's the bacon rind.
Everybody
making
sausage,
anything
can you tell me about?
Yeah, they made sausage. And grind it up, use it, the entrails, they call them chitlins. Some people eat the chitlins, you know, cook them and eat them. We usually made sausage out of them. They can grind them. Most all of the meat you don't want to fry or use, you know, just something that you don't want to throw away. Just grind it up and make sausage. Cover it up. Clean the entrails out and stuff them.
How would you go about butchering
the hog? Well, usually we have a barrel, bury it in soup, you know, and heat a kettle of water. Pour in the barrel and just salad him in there. Take him out and scrape him. Scrape the hair off of him. Some of them use these old serving kettles, you know, where they had several heads to butcher. Just keep it hot and just put him in the kettle and take him out, you know, and I'll have to have a little barrel. I'll just use the same kettle every time.
Talk about,
you know,
head of hog like that. You ever heard anybody use it?
It's
butchering children,
have
so many head of children.
Yeah, I've heard it. They, especially county, go to somebody's house, you know, and got a bunch of kids. Well, he's got 7-headed kids. I've heard the expression.
Say you had a about
6 boys,
8 girls,
you'd
say you had a whole bunch of children,
a whole group, we'd say, a whole household.
You ever heard that old
castle? Yeah, I've heard that. Not, they don't use it too much.
Just talk about
hot, just put it in the
meat for the hog,
meat
for the hog's head.
They usually make hog head cheese out of that. They chop it up, you know, and season it. And it's good. I like hog head cheese.
You ever seen anybody grind up a hog's liver and cook that?
Yeah, I've seen them. But usually they take the liver and the lights and a little bit of the meat, cut it all up, you know, and make a stew. Call it a haslet stew, hog haslet stew.